right, the next presentation will be given by Gabriela Escutia from County of San Diego Health and Human Services Agency, Demographic and Travel Characteristics of Travel-Associated Zika Virus Infection Cases in San Diego County, California, January 1, 2016 to March 31, 2017.
Good morning, everyone. I have to tell you that it's very pleasant to be here today and share with you some of the work that is being done in San Diego. Today, we will begin by refreshing ourselves about what Zika virus is. And this virus is spread to people mostly through the bite of an infected Aedes species mosquito, but it is also spread through sexual contact and mother to fetus during pregnancy. 80% of the people that are infected with Zika virus do not have symptoms, and those who do have very mild symptoms. There is no treatment for this infection. An infection during pregnancy is known to cause microcephaly and other severe brain defects. So in the continental U.S., as of May 17 of this year, over 4,000 Zika virus infection cases related to travel have been reported, which represent about 90% of all cases. In California, over 500 travel-associated cases have been reported. And in San Diego, as of March 31st of this year, 78 travel-associated cases were reported. Zika virus infection is a national notifiable disease. State and territorial health departments are encouraged to report laboratory-confirmed cases to CDC through ARBONET, and race and ethnicity and country of birth are part of the ARBONET surveillance forum. However, limited information is collected on language, reason of travel, and travel duration. This information is important when it comes to health promotion and disease prevention planning. As of today, we know that travelers are a group that we must target, but the question here is which travelers should we be targeting? Spanish-speaking, English-speaking, business travelers, who? So in the county, therefore, the presentation today intends to talk and describe travel-associated Zika cases in San Diego County and compare these by cases by purpose of travel. At the beginning of 2016, the San Diego County Epidemiology Program enhanced the completion of demographics for travel-associated Zika cases, including the addition of travel duration and reason of travel. The enhanced activities included training of epidemiology staff and weekly data quality assurance. This analysis included confirmed and probable travel-associated Zika cases with an episode day between January 1st of 2016 and March 31st of this year. Confirmed and probable travel-associated cases that met the CST case definition were reviewed. And an episode month is the month of symptom onset or earliest available date, which in this case would be the specimen collection date or month or the month the case was reported to the local health department. We did a bivariate analysis and by reason of travel, gender, country of birth, and race. Results on this slide show the number of travel-associated Zika cases reported to San Diego County during the study period. Most cases had an episode day between July and October of 2016. Most of our cases occur among Hispanics, and this was true for both male and females, and white male and females were the second largest group in our analysis. Proportion of Zika cases reported were reviewed by race and ethnicity and compared to the San Diego County underlying population. Hispanics represented a higher proportion of cases when compared to the San Diego County population. And in this analysis, for example, Hispanics accounted for 54% of cases, while Hispanics only represented 33% of the population in 2015. On the other hand, other racial groups represented a lower proportion compared to their share proportion in the county.
Well,
18% of cases completed that investigation interview in Spanish, and when compared by race and ethnicity, 33% of Hispanics completed that investigation in Spanish. Other languages, just to mention some, included Filipino, Vietnamese, and similar to Hispanics, 33% of Asians completed that interview in another language. When comparing the proportion of cases by sex and race and ethnicity to the San Diego County population, Hispanics represented a higher proportion compared to whites among both male and female. Hispanic females represented 60% of all cases in this analysis, while female Hispanics only represent 34% of females in the county. Out of the 43 cases that were female, 14% of them were pregnant. Four of them were Hispanics, and two of them were Asians. It is also important to point out here that 50% of those pregnant women were born outside the U.S. Overall, 33% of travel-associated Zika cases were foreign-born, and this was higher than the proportion of foreign-born people living in the county in 2015. According to census data estimates, foreign-born represented 23% of the population in the county. On this table, it shows us cases by region of birth and region of travel. U.S.-born travel to diverse places and mostly to Central American countries. But most foreign-born cases reported travel to their region of birth. For example, as we can see on this table, 14 cases which reported travel to Mexico also reported being born in Mexico. A highlight here is that the geographic areas they visited in Mexico were closer to the equator line. The second objective of this project involved bivariate analysis of demographic characteristics by reason of travel. And cases visiting friends and relatives was one of the categories. The second category was business and study traveling for tourism. So from 78 cases, 28% reported travel to visit friends and relatives, 43% for tourism, and 6% for business, and one reported travel to study in another country. When looking at cases by purpose of travel in a country of birth, Hispanics were more likely to travel to visit friends and relatives compared to non-Hispanics. Also, Hispanics were more likely to be foreign-born. Differences in median travel duration between those visiting friends and relatives and those traveling for other reasons were found. Median travel duration in days was 8 days for cases traveling for other reasons versus 10 days for those visiting friends and relatives. These findings suggest that those classified as visiting friends and relatives had a larger exposure period when traveling. This analysis had some limitations. Information on travel frequency among San Diego County residents was unavailable. Therefore, no assessment of Zika virus infection risk can be inferred from this analysis. And additionally, surveillance data may not be representative of all ill travelers, since not all of them seek medical care and not all of them are tested for Zika virus when they return. The burden of Zika virus infection in San Diego County was found to be different by race and ethnicity and gender. Hispanics represented a high proportion of cases in the county, particularly Hispanic women. Hispanics were also more likely to be visiting friends and relatives and to be foreign-born. Foreign-born cases represented a higher proportion than the proportion of foreign-born cases in San Diego. It is important and therefore to open the discussion about how this disease is impacting certain populations, as this can help us guide public health interventions and further understand the problem. To the best of my knowledge, this is the first time travel-associated cases are analyzed by race and ethnicity, language, and purpose of travel. Demonstrations of ethnic and race differences in disease can provide clues of ethnic and race differences in health behaviors and beliefs. In San Diego County, for example, over 10% of travel-associated cases completed the investigation image, which may be important to contemplate in terms of outreach activities to assure that we are reaching populations in the need of information. I'd like to thank my mentors and my colleagues in San Diego for this.